This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Look for a state in trouble. Look at Oregon. It faces the choice many states do, raise taxes or cut services. The state legislature there did finally pass a package of tax cuts. Now, anti-tax groups have gathered enough signatures to force that to a referendum. The vote's tomorrow. Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting reports.
Last year, anguished lawmakers held the longest legislative session in state history. The end product was an $800 million package of income and business taxes to stem the tide of budget cuts. Senate President Peter Courtney says the vote was as emotionally traumatizing as it was politically exhausting.
We tried plan after plan. We tried to go up the hill time and again. We had meetings after meetings. But you have individuals who come in with such rigid views of things. I think historians will say probably it was one of the most difficult pieces of legislation to ever come out of a legislative session in the history of the Oregon.
From the moment the budget package passed, a coalition of anti-tax activists vowed to collect enough signatures to recall the tax hike. In November, they turned in more than twice the number needed for a referendum. That put the same choice facing lawmakers squarely before voters: cut spending or raise taxes.
Raising taxes in a recession is economic suicide.
Jason Williams with the Taxpayers Association of Oregon wants lawmakers to go back to the drawing board. Instead of raising taxes, he wants them to cut more fat from the budget.
There are so many ideas on the table that would help government become more cost effective. It's reached the point where everyone is screaming from the same chorus, please do this. You know, we don't necessarily have to make the cuts that are being predicted.
The cuts that are being predicted could lead to larger classrooms and schools, fewer attorneys for indigent offenders, and dramatic reductions to the Oregon Health Plan and senior services. Jacqueline Zimmer Jones, a lobbyist for programs that serve the elderly, is hoping voters decide against recalling the tax hike. That will send a strong message, she says.
To the 85,000 people on the Oregon Health Plan, or the 5,000 frail seniors and people with disabilities that lost services. And the message is, you're going to pay for the situation that our state is in.
But tax opponents say taxpayers are already being asked to pay too much. Portland pollster Tim Hibbett says, like the nation, Oregon voters are divided between a strong anti-tax constituency on one side and on the other, a roughly equal group of voters willing to support more taxes. Hibbett says the fate of higher taxes in Oregon will be decided by those in the middle.
I think they're more interested in what they're going to be paying and whether or not they think they're going to get their money's worth out of it.
Bottom line, though, Hibbett believes Oregonians will vote to recall the tax hike. In addition to recent surveys, he bases that assessment on past elections. Oregon voters have rejected every income tax hike since 1930, the last one just a year ago. For NPR News, I'm Colin Fogarty in Portland, Oregon.